This is the new BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8220 for T-Mobile. It is the first flip phone from RIM. It's also the first to feature dual displays. There's a display inside, and then there's this external display, which shows a clock and also shows message indicators, things like that. The device has a 2-megapixel camera with an LED flash on it. Micro USB for charging. 3.5mm regular stereo output, dedicated soft key for voice dialing, another one over here, pair of volume controls. Down here we have the micro SD card. This is a micro SDHC compatible device, which means it can take cards as large as 16 gigabytes. Theoretically as large as 32 when they come out in the future. It's a very good looking device. Very clean lines, nice curves. Unusual look when it's opened up because of that strange hinge there. While the materials all feel very nice, it does feel a little bit, I'm not going to say weak, it doesn't feel quite as solid as it could be. The hinge moves a little bit left and right when given a nudge. Phone kind of feels a little bit hollow too. I mean, that's not always a bad thing, it's just the way it feels. I mean, I expect that it'll be reasonably solid, but I am a little bit worried about that hinge. It looks beefy enough, but there's just a little bit too much give for my liking. Once we open up the Pearl Flip, you see that nice QVGA display. New look on the user interface. This is running BlackBerry OS 4.5. We have the short type 20 key hybrid QWERTY keyboard layout here, where you see each key has two letters assigned to it with a few exceptions. This works like T9, but it's a little bit more accurate because there's only two letters per key at max, as opposed to three or four for T9. You see the trackball here is slightly recessed inside a little divot that keeps it from interfering with the display when it's closed. I don't find it to be a problem at all. Feel still is quite good. You know, it's easy to press, easy to navigate, very easy to find. The dedicated menu key here, call, send, and end buttons, and a dedicated back button as well. Take a quick look at the new BlackBerry OS. You can see on the standby screen we can move left and right with the trackball to go to these shortcuts. If you hit the menu key here, it brings up the main menu. Also used to bring up context sensitive menus when you're inside an application. So while we're already in the main menu here, if we press it again, it brings up another menu here for things you can do for rearranging the menu, adding folders, that kind of stuff. The look has changed a bit. There's a lot more use of folders. You can go into the settings folder here and you can see that there are a number of related things, you know, setup wizards, keyboard lock control, and the mega long options screen, which is still very much like it's been on BlackBerry devices for a long time. A lot of scrolling involved. So while the UI has been cleaned up a bit, there's still a lot of fallback to the old style where everything is very, very long lists, a lot of scrolling, that kind of thing. But overall, the look has improved greatly. And we're actually seeing things like slightly better looking messaging systems and, you know, email editors and things like that. A little bit of color, a little bit of, you know, design. Still very Spartan looking, but definitely better looking than the old CRT terminal view that we had before. I mean, the old BlackBerry OS kind of looked like something out of the 1980s. So it's catching up. It's still got a ways to go, but, you know, it's definitely getting better looking. Look here at the connections screen, you can see that not only does the Pearl Flip support Bluetooth, but it also supports Wi-Fi. And since this is a T-Mobile device with Wi-Fi, also means that it supports UMA. You can see right here, up in the corner, instead of seeing a GSM indicator, because the phone's a quad-band GSM phone, you can see a UMA indicator instead, a little Wi-Fi strength there. Because instead of connecting to the GSM network, we're actually connected to the local Wi-Fi network, and all the calls and messaging is all routing through there instead. It It's great for dealing with signal problems and stuff in locations where GSM signals are kind of weak, especially inside buildings.
Quick demo of the text input from the 20 key short type keyboard on the Pearl Flip. You can see we're just in a text message editor right now. I'm just going to start typing. You know, this is a test. I'm going to one press per key. T H I S. This is a test. And because it's a BlackBerry, you just put two spaces and it automatically turns one of those spaces into a period. Let's see again. THIS. This is a test.
And there we have it again. Works pretty well. It's not as easy to use as a full QWERTY keyboard, but for a device like this, it makes a lot more sense. You wouldn't be able to get a QWERTY keyboard into this kind of form factor. One of the things that people are really going to like in the new BlackBerry OS is the browser. So here you can see how the Pearl Flip's browser does a really nice job of rendering regular websites like ours. When links are too small to click on accurately, you can see that the cursor looks like a magnifying glass. So if we click on it, couple of seconds, we should see a closer view. Makes it a little easier to work with. Still, it's a bit slow, but it's a passable system. You know, you don't really want to be reading really complex websites with this, but it works, especially when we're on Wi-Fi. For normal mobile type websites, like the mobile version of our own website, the browser's fantastic. I mean, navigation's easy with the trackball. You can scroll around pretty quickly. And it loads adequately quickly enough. Overall, I'm pretty pleased with it. I mean, it seems like the device could use a little more CPU power for doing the more complex sites, but the browser seems sound in general, so it should look good on other devices with higher res screens like the Bold and especially the new Storm.
So that's the new BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8220, new UMA capable device for T-Mobile. Very good looking phone. Nice dual displays, clean lines, very stylish. Just a little concerned about the strength of the hinge, but apart from that, very, very solid offering from RIM.